Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been watching the story closely. I don't know if many of you have seen Glee. I was a big fan of the show. I thought that it was fantastic music, fantastic singing. It was entertaining. And then later, you know, as with any show, you know, as you go deeper into the seasons, it just doesn't seem to be as good. But I was enamored with the soundtrack because I just love to sing. And there were a lot of renditions of songs. They did, I don't know if they did any originals, but many of their remakes were, I thought, fantastic. And Glee was aired between 2009 and 2015. They had six seasons. But, gosh, year after year, we hear of some tragic things happening to the stars. And today, we have learned that Naya Rivera, who played Santana Lopez, is now presumed dead. She and her son went on a pontoon boat in Lake Piru in California, I believe yesterday. And then, according to the son, she jumped and never came back. Now, again, this is a four-year-old's account, so we aren't really sure what happened. Did she kill herself? Did she, you know, was it an accident? But apparently he was asleep on the boat, and people passing by, they were like, there's nobody in the boat. And then they saw there was a little boy, and they called authorities. So there's still a search going on, but Santana, or Naya Rivera, who I believe is 33 years old, is presumed dead. Now, the show Glee is not without its drama. It was a dramatic show, but unfortunately, it's been dealing with multiple star issues. Mark Salling played Puck. Actually, he and Naya had dated. Mark Salling is dead, and Corey Monteith died of an accidental overdose. Going back to Naya, I believe her brother plays for the NFL, and I think there was some drama also with one of her brothers. She had been married to Ryan Dorsey. She has a son, Josie Hollis. She called her young son my great success. I will never do any better than him. In her 2016 memoir, Sorry Not Sorry, she and his father divorced in 2018, and they had initially reconciled, and then they ended the marriage. And then Naya Rivera was arrested in West Virginia on suspicion of domestic battery against Dorsey, and that was her, husband And so Rivera wasn't prosecuted, but there were some issues. When you look at some of the other cast members, like Corey Monteith, who played Finn, he died, I believe, in a Vancouver hotel room July 13th, 2013. And he had taken a lethal combination of heroin and alcohol. He had just gotten out of rehab a few months before. He was actually dating one of his co-stars, Lea Michele, the one that plays Rachel. And that was just heartbreaking, and they had to write him out of the show, and it was just, yeah. And then I think they even, I believe, had him die in the show. And just, you know, so it, that's kind of when I think things went downhill for Glee. And so she's kind of had her own issues with, apparently she played Rachel Berry, and there were rumors that she was bullying. And there were accusations that she bullied her co-star, Samantha Ware. Samantha Ware is, I believe, African-American. And she said that Rachel's treatment of her included traumatic microaggressions. And so Leah Michelle has lost sponsors, and she's has apologized, said she's never judged others by the background or color of their skin. But she says she will learn from the mistake she has made so that she can be a real role model for her child. Apparently, Nayan Rivera had a lot of on-set friction. One of the Glee writers said that Leah and I were like two sides of the same battery, and that about sums us up. We're both strong-willed and competitive, not just with each other, but with everyone. The problem that Glee had, that show had, is everybody had a fantastic voice, like Mercedes. I thought Mercedes had one of the best voices, but she wasn't the star. Rachel was. So I'm not surprised that there's drama. I think there's lots of drama. And then Mark Salling. Mark Salling, who played Puck, Noah Puckerman, was arrested in 2015 and then convicted in 2017 for possession of more than 50,000 images and 600 videos of children, some as young as three, being raped. It was described as the worst pornographic collection the nation has ever seen. Apparently he tried to conceal them by masking his IP address and storing them on an encrypted hard drive. They were revealed to police by an ex-girlfriend. And he had been found dead from suicide by hanging on January 30th near his home in southern Los Angeles. And his death came shortly before his sentencing. He had apparently dated Naya a few years back. So, a show like this that was so iconic, and Gwyneth Paltrow did multiple stints on it, and Neil Patrick Harris, and, you know, it was something that should have been happy and perfect, but what unfortunately happens with Hollywood is it's not. And some of the shows that have to portray life such as that seems to, I think, have more drama, you know? And all shows are hard work, etc. But to play a role where you're a goody-two-shoes, or to play or to get stigmatized, you know, Santana, the one played by Naya Rivera, she was supposed to be more sultry and, you know, more of a non-virgin in the show. And you know, what happens after? You know, do they get casted? Where do they go from here? And so, meanwhile, they have big followings. They have big expectations. Yet, they don't have a show anymore. And things, unfortunately, go badly. If you look at a picture of Naya years ago, her thyroid looks enlarged. And I wonder if she had an underlying thyroid condition that contributed to this. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, this isn't happening in America yet, I don't think, unless they are and we're not being told. But in Great Britain, they are very forward with and very transparent about how they are going to try to put the rumors to rest that many numbers are fudged, so to speak, or they're using the term buffed. And so they're going to be looking at taxi cab drivers. They're going to be looking at a whole bunch of people in different industries, whether they have symptoms or not, and test to start getting numbers of what the average population looks like. Now, this has been something we have been asking people to do And I wouldn't be surprised if this has already been done. Maybe not in the beginning of the pandemic because we were running low on tests. But in terms of you know, okay, you know, you're saying it has this much, you know, lethality, you know, this mortality rate. Can somebody take a look at all these people over here that are fine having a picnic and test them? Because if they're positive, too, we can relax a little bit. And that's something that we've been calling and asking for this whole time. So it looks like in Great Britain, I'm not exactly sure which hospital is going to be leading this. They are going to be testing multiple people to see, you know, what roughly the positivity rate is, and the you know, looking at the mortality. And we'll give you guys more details as we get more on this. Now, we've started doing that in some respect. Okay, I think we have the data now, and nobody's giving it to us. So we have been testing healthy asymptomatic people this whole time. It is as simple as asking everybody who's had a positive test if they have symptoms. And now that we are testing asymptomatic individuals, people with no symptoms, right? We have numbers. And we should have a database. It is a simple spreadsheet. This is why I get so frustrated. Yes, you have to, you know, unfortunately, you have to worry about somebody lying, saying, oh, no, I feel fine. I feel fine. I feel great. But then again, that's also useful science, too. You know, how many people are lying? I'd like to really know if 90% of people are lying or, you know, 10% of people are lying. And if, you know, somebody's coming in for their test, you look at them, you can videotape them coming in for their test, see how they act. If they're, like, looking sick and looking dizzy and coughing or vomiting or whatever, you know, and having a fever. But if they're like, I'm fine going out, let's do this. Here, rolling it up, you know. Now they look like one of the healthier, quote-unquote, COVID patients. And so we need this data sooner than later, and many people are concerned, especially conspiracy theorists, that the data might be leaning towards there have been a lot more healthy people with positive cases, and the lethality of this is a lot lower than has been said. As a doctor, I can't just say, all right, y'all were right, because we've seen people die from this, and we've seen many people die in the nursing home settings, many people die in the hospitals. We're now having younger individuals fight for their lives with shortness of breath. So as far as I'm concerned, if we're dealing with a deadly virus, I'm still going to take it seriously despite the numbers. But we need to make some decisions about rolling things back. And I think Great Britain, now that they are starting to move forward with travel, but they're still, you know, banning American travel, which is very, very costly to them, their, I guess, industries are calling for, okay, guys, you know, is this necessary? Okay, I mean, you know, why can't healthy people or people with antibodies come and get and come to our country? So because we went lockdown mode, we're doing things differently than we would with cold or flu. I mean, during bad flu seasons, we never locked down countries. We never locked down businesses. And I get this is different than flu, but we bring this up because flu is deadly and it kills a wider array of individuals. We see many more pediatric deaths. So, and we have a lot of non-compliance when it comes to vaccines. I think there's a lot of similarities between a flu pandemic and a COVID pandemic when we already have half of people surveyed. I know the latest was a third, but I'll still go back to the half. Half of people surveyed saying, I'm not going to get vaccinated. So I look at, if I bring up the flu, it's not because the virus is similar to the flu, but in terms of, you know, Americans' attitudes towards it and in terms of our approach and our need to protect ourselves. So when we hear that masks are needing to probably be used long term and social distancing, we're going to probably be doing this for years. I can see that. I think they're 99.99% right, and not just because of COVID. It's because you're going to have the average person out there going, keep your flu to yourself, you know? Or, you know, you didn't get vaccinated. I don't know if you've gotten vaccinated. You keep it to yourself. Now, people will always say, look, but if you have antibodies, if you've been vaccinated, you should be fine. Well, in a perfect world. But with this virus, with COVID, we're finding that you could still get it a second time, third time. There's a doctor who said today that he is on day 100 of his symptoms. 100. That means it's lasted over 3 months. which again makes that 2-week incubation period or that 2-week isolation moot, because if you get it and, you know, or after you've resolved from your infection, you could go back in 10 days as long as the last 3 days are symptom free. I, you know, you might think, oh, you know what, I'm fine. But meanwhile, your taste buds are still off. Well, that could mean you still have active infection. Who knows? So people want numbers, you know, and you know, I still see on Facebook, you know, well, people are putting money before lives or putting money before lives. The problem is you need money to save lives. You know, I'm hearing that there's a local hospital that is going to be not doing elective surgeries now. Well, if you've had a uterus that really needed to come out, and or if you've had, you know, a prostate that, you know, needs a biopsy, and the biopsy isn't urgent, and it's something that could wait, I mean, how much longer do you wait until it actually does become an issue? You know, these, you know, elective procedures aren't always plastic surgery. They're getting the hysterectomy. They're getting the gallbladder out. And I, you know, we have a family member on my husband's side of the family that actually had cancer within that duct system. So to me, a gallbladder needing to come out that doesn't look urgently infected, I still wouldn't put under an elective surgery. I would put it under later. Colonoscopies are considered elective. Yeah, right. I'll have one. So colonoscopies are considered elective. Colonoscopies are cancer screens. How many more months do we wait to get screened? So what's going to happen with this study? Well, again, we don't really have a lot of details on it yet. When we do, we'll share. But if they find out, and again, this is going to, they are going to have to really politically, you know, tap dance around what, you know, the officials were trying to say about this. But if they find out that the majority of people they tested have it, and, you know, have already been exposed or have the antibodies, and they're absolutely fine, and they're, you know, that's going to start to allow businesses to go, look, okay, you know, if you're at risk of getting sick, you're starting to get sick, you need to just go home. Where businesses are held hostage is this concept of, well, it's going to spread. The virus is going to spread if it's a healthy person spreading it. And there's going to be somebody in my shop that is ill or who is immunocompromised, and then I'm putting them at risk. I think that is a task that's almost impossible. You cannot, as a business owner, protect everybody from everything. You can't. You can't protect them from strep throat. You can't protect them from pneumonia. You can't protect them. I would like to. And these masks, which is why I'm supporting masks. I'm supporting some sort of social distancing. You know, I don't want anybody getting strep or staph. You know, I wouldn't go to work sick, but I didn't really get sick a lot. And what if I'm sick 2 days before I even feel it? Well, I'd wear a mask. I always wore a mask with my patients. Later on, of course, early on, you weren't trained to. And then I was like, I don't want to spread anything just in case I have something and don't know it. So, you know, we're trying to go for perfection. And I'm hearing that, you know, there's might be pending lawsuits on, you know, well, if we think your business spread the virus, how do you prove that? I mean, if that's the case, then why isn't anybody then suing those who, you know, created the protests? Mind you, I'm for protests. I think protests are God-given, constitutional-given right, but you can't go after the little mom-and-pop bakery and then, meanwhile, have all these, you know, crowds and there's, you know, repercussions for one and not the other. So we'll see what happens. But I think my guess is we have tons of us that have either been exposed or tons of us who have been very, very mild. And we need those numbers as we move forward on who to protect. We really got to protect nursing homes. The nursing homes are still not having enough PPE and not enough staff and not enough protection. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is rejecting President Trump's claim that he enjoys immunity from state criminal proceedings while in office, finding a New York grand jury may obtain his tax records, but blocked parallel efforts by congressional Democrats to obtain his tax documents in two separate 7-2 opinions issued on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Thursday offered support for extending the enhanced pandemic unemployment benefit, which expires at the end of the month, but at a lower payout than the current $600 a week. Mnuchin telling CNBC,
"We knew there was a problem with enhanced unemployment and that certain cases people were paid more than they made in their jobs. That was a technical fix. We were in an emergency. We went along with that. We're going to fix that technical fix. We're going to make sure that people are incented to go back to jobs."
USA Radio News. The number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19.
A relentless heat wave is just getting underway in the South, with some spots forecast to peak above 110 degrees starting this weekend. But the heat will not stay in the South, as next week it will move to the North and East, with 100-degree temperatures spreading across the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic states. The National Weather Service is forecasting 75 or more record-high temperatures will be approached or broken from Friday to Tuesday alone. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, be very, very careful what you post, okay? Because it could cost you your job. There's a meme that I think many of you guys have seen on social media, and it's a black and white cartoon meme that says, "All lives splatter, get your word for butt off the road." And it shows a truck, and it shows somebody getting hit by a truck, somebody on the ground, somebody running from the car, truck. Now, when I first saw that meme, All Lives Splatter. It was put up there by somebody more liberal-leaning. And it was in the context of, be careful out there, guys. You know, don't get hit by a car. Be careful. People might run you over. And so I almost wanted to share it because I was like, yeah, you know, people can get hurt out there. You know, not only can your business get hurt by looters, but people protesting could get run over by cars. So I, you know, it just kind of reminds you that, you know, we're all kind of mortal and to be careful. But I decided not to because it just, to me, I was like, well, it just has that twang of, you know, being anti- the Black Lives Matter movement, because it was using, you know, now everybody's like, oh, pets matter, this matter, they're doing it for fun, but Black Lives Matter is a much more emotional, unite. And so when you see, oh, you know, all, you know, my pets matter, or, you know, I'll see people will drive and they say construction lives matter, you know, and it's like, yeah, you know, we're all, you know, I mean, it's kind of a camaraderie thing. Unfortunately, some people can not take it that way. So a police officer had posted it. And what originally was something that was by some looked at more of a safety thing. By others, it's considered offensive. And the reason why is there was a woman who was killed after she was mowed down by a car during a Black Lives Matter protest this weekend. Detective Mike Brown has been a cop for 40 years. Also was cousins with Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, who has allegedly posted that meme on his Facebook. Maybe he shared it. You know, when you see it and then you go and you share it, it's still posting on your timeline. So it has been taken down. And the woman who had died, her name is Summer Taylor. She's 24 years old. She died when she was struck by a car driven by DeWitt Keleet, 27 years old. Diaz Love, 32 years old, of Portland, Oregon, was also struck, is seriously injured, and remained hospitalized. Now, the detective has been suspended. And now, it's remained under investigation. Now, the girl was a veterinary clinic worker and an activist. And the relatives had blasted the detective for the alleged offensive meme and anyone else who may have contributed to the controversial social media post. This thing has been shared multiple times. And it's, and I, you know, I, as a physician, I don't want there to be any negative connotation to Black Lives Matter, but I mean, I do have to take a second here and say, guys, you better be careful out there. I saw a video of a truck being bombarded by protesters. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I don't know where it takes place, but it looks like it happened during one of the protests, and it was a diesel truck. And it was a large truck carrying, I'm not sure what it was carrying, but it was a, I don't know, 40 footer. I don't know how large a truck it was. It was huge. And people were, maybe 80 footer. People were trying to stop it. And they were jumping on the cab of it. And they were trying to, like, break in. And the truck didn't want to hit anybody. So the truck tried to go backwards, and then it tried to go forward. And then it kept blowing the horn, and thank God people got out of the way. And then somebody threw a bicycle at it, but the truck was able to get out of the swarm of people. And the video is circulated online going, what would you do if this was you? You know, I mean, if you are being pummeled, if you are being engulfed by protesters, and you don't know what they're going to do, or they're going to rip out your eye or whatever, and it really looked like they were really attacking this driver, and I don't know who this driver was. I don't know why they swarmed the truck. They were climbing on top of the cab. They were, and you could see this driver wanted to get out of there. You don't want to move forward and run somebody over, but you also don't want to die. And what do you do? And, you know, you saw, you know, comments and people are like, you get out of there. I mean, you got, you know, you save, you know, get out of there. They're attacking you. You know, and then you have others say just lock up and hold and blow your horn. It's a horrible situation that we as people are going after each other to disrespect. And I mean, you know, you have people protesting and then somebody, you know, running you over. Sorry, I'm having computer issues. I mean, you should be able to protest, you know, and without fear of your life. But also, people should be able to drive by a protest without fear of their life. It was interesting. There was a car coming during one of the Vegas protests, and you saw people start to, this was at a time when it was nighttime, and they were starting to get kind of, you know, grumpy, and there's somebody in a car, so they assume if somebody's in a car driving through the protest, making them move over to the side, that it's somebody interfering with the protest. And what the driver strategically did was, you know, roll down the window and said, yeah, you know, Black Lives Matter, and then people cheered him, and he was like, yeah, you know, rather than, you know, looking like, and you have no idea if, you know, he did that strategically or if he was for the cause, but, people are making judgment calls and quick decisions to determine their safety. But let me just warn anybody out there, please be careful, because there are people out there that will run you over. And again, be careful with memes that you put. Now, making headlines, which is kind of making a lot of people scratch their head, is something that happened in Seattle. Seattle held a segregated training session of, quote, undoing whiteness, and it encouraged staffers to forfeit guaranteed physical safety. One handout said, racism is not our fault, but we are responsible. So the city of Seattle held a racially segregated employee training session aimed at white staffers and instructed them on undoing your own whiteness in order to be held accountable by people of color, according to documents obtained by a public records request. The session took place on June 12th as protesters were, you know, holding CHOP, Capitol Hill Organized Protest. One handout distributed in the session declared how racism is our fault, but we are responsible, and that staffers must give up the land and their guaranteed physical safety in order to be an accomplice for racial justice. Now, Christopher Rufo is an editor for City Journal and director of Discovery Institute's Center on Wealth and Poverty, said he filed a public records request regarding the training session. He published copies of the materials and distributed to employees in the session on his Twitter account. It is a 2.5-hour training on internalized racial superiority for white people. In the email invitation to the event, the office asked city employees who identify as white to join this training to learn, reflect, challenge ourselves, and build skills and relationships that help us show up more fully as allies and accomplices for racial justice. They said, we examine our complicity in the system of white supremacy, he says, how we internalize and reinforce it and begin to cultivate practices that enable us to interrupt racism in ways to be accountable to black, indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC. Let's talk a little bit more about this after the break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, two of you have notified me on Facebook about the request by the city of Seattle for somebody who is white to not take the promotion. I'm going to get to that part of this. I didn't get to finish with the... we had to run out of time, and so we're going to continue with this segment on this employee training. We have cultural diversity training, you know, throughout the United States, but this is the first time I think we've seen something similar to this. And a Mr. Christopher Rufo, an editor for City Journal and director of the Discovery Institute's Center of Wealth and Poverty, had published the copies of the materials that were distributed to employees in the session on his Twitter account. And the email invitation said that they were going to examine our complicity in the system of white supremacy, how we internalize and reinforce it, and begin to cultivate practices that enable us to interrupt racism in ways to be accountable to the BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color folks within our community. That's the email invitation. The name of the initial center was redacted, according to Rufo. Rufo claimed that the city of Seattle has refused to provide the names of the diversity trainers, the budget for the program, or the video of the session. He says, I'm going to keep pushing because this is exactly the kind of thought policing they want to implement everywhere, Mr. Rufo says. Says the new cultural revolution is being fought via corporate HR, city diversity training, public school curriculums. When you find something like this in your community, expose it, criticize it, mock it, reject it, he says. He says it's a dark irony that the City of Seattle's Office of Civil Rights would host racially segregated training sessions and demand that its white employees give up their physical safety and white normative behavior. He says this new racial orthodoxy is now sweeping through local government, schools, corporate HR departments, and threatens to undermine the American idea of equality under the law. The city of Seattle should immediately launch an investigation into this practice, change its policy on race-segregating training sessions, and abandon the cult-like ideology of, quote, critical race theory. So I guess those who attended the session were given handouts, one that encouraged them to cultivate networks with other white people who are practicing anti-racist accomplicehood so that you could talk through your struggles in the work of undoing your own whiteness. Undoing your own whiteness. Diversity trainers instructed white employees in practicing self-talk that affirms our complicity in racism. He says, in order to be considered accomplices, white employees must give up comfort, safety, expectations or presumptions of emotional safety, control over other people and over the land, and give up relationships with some other white people. They said white employees were also urged to give up the niceties from neighborhoods and colleagues, the certainty of your job, and accepting jobs and promotions when we are not qualified, including racial equity jobs. Now, I have just, on a different topic, I have seen multiple people take promotions who didn't deserve them. I would like just to extend that piece of advice to all of you who get yourself promoted into a job and you are absolutely horrible at it, and the people whom you now, you know, manage are, you know, worse off. Please, for the love of the Lord, don't take the promotion. I just don't see that being very, very realistic. But they say here, and the reason why they have urged, this is from the city of Seattle. I think this was state official sanctioned for white people to not accept the jobs or promotions when they aren't qualified. They were given a flowchart that demonstrated how white people keep the system going by being socialized to cause harm to the POC. Justify why we are superior and have been wronged by the POC, quote, we use anger, he says, self-righteousness and defensiveness to mask fear, shame, or guilt. So those who attended on the session were also shown a data sheet entitled Assimilation to Whiteness, and it documented how those of Arab, Jewish, Finnish, German, Italian, Armenian, or Irish descent still classify as white. Employees were taught how to interrupt their whiteness by being honest and implicate yourself either in the moment or in past experiences in which you acted or thought similarly. They say don't blame others, don't distance, don't make yourself seem better. None of us is. You are also white, and what someone else did today, you may do tomorrow. So they want to, they coin a term, internalized racial oppression, which is defined as perfectionism, individualism, imposition, arrogance, paternalism, silence, intellectualization, control, violence, comfort, appropriation, cognitive dissonance, objectivity, and anti-blackness. But there's an internalized racial inferiority, they say, defined by colorism, isolationism, protectionism, addiction, self-doubt, self-hate, rage, shame, denial, assimilation, ethnocentrisms, distancing, exaggerated visibility, hopelessness, apathy, erasure, invisibility, and, quote, anti-blackness. So, there's not enough time in this segment to talk about this, but from what I'm understanding, many people who are African American or non-white find this offensive because they don't want a job that was turned down by somebody white saying, no, you know what? I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to help you. Many people feel, look, I could get a job on my own volition. Now, true, there's racism out there, and there are managers and HRs that, you know, may not be, you know, that may put bias into their hiring practices. However, there are many sort of rules, and not even quiet rules, very, very transparent rules, saying you need diversity. And without diversity, there is going to be consequences. So I'm hearing that in some circles and in some industries, there is a desperation to find minorities, which aren't really minorities, and whites are becoming minority, but non-white minority, to fill job positions. And it's what was supposed to be a, you know, equal opportunity for all, and all, you know, men are created equal. It's slowly turning into, okay, you know, if you're white, don't apply. You know, if you're a minority and you think it's going to be, you know, an old boys club, that's, you know, it's color, which was, we were supposed to be colorblind, and we were supposed to, you know, not have any, you know, prejudices or biases or using color, or race, or creed, or gender into choosing. All of a sudden is not only blatant, but I mean, it's highlighted, and many people don't want to be identified as somebody who's white or black or Hispanic. Now, one thing that happened around, which is very, very interesting, many jobs got lost by the African-American population, not to whites, but to Hispanics, because we had such a need for bilingual. You know, I had a medical office, and when I went to teach, we had to, transferred our office to a new medical practice, and we had many African-American nurses. I spoke Spanish, so I didn't have to hire bilingual staff. And about 6 months later, I heard that many of them no longer worked there because they were replaced by people who were bilingual that could speak Spanish. And so I don't know if anybody's kind of looking at the numbers, but I think, you know, for a period of time, people were hiring skill sets, and it just happened to fall within a certain demographic because that's what they needed. And so I think the issue is more complex, and if we want to look for equality within human resources and hiring, we need to allow everybody to have the skill sets needed for their job, rather than just pick somebody based on their skin color.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT T6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.